This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Lectures, radio shows, and a lot more at civopodcast.com. On April 23rd, dozens of three-person teams from the area will descend on the Omni Hotel to do literary battle for a good cause. Literacy Volunteers Charlottesville Albemarle will hold a fundraiser called Wordplay, and it's something of an evolution for the group. I recently met up with two of the event's organizers. Let's meet them.
Beth Golden, Executive Director of Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville Albemarle.
I'm Deborah Weiss, and I am a literacy volunteer.
This is the fifth year, but of course this is the first under the new name. If you can just give me a sense of what the event has been like in the past.
It's been called the Charlottesville Spelling Bee and D, and it's been about spelling, and always played in a team format like a live game show, but over time, we sort of figured that there were a lot of people out there that really liked trivia and game shows and words and literature, and that they might not be a spellers, which is a pretty specific skill. So we thought this year we'd open up the content and, you know, cover a broad swath of different subjects and things. And, it's more of a real live game show now. So we think that more people will be interested in forming a team. And it is a really fun event to attend as well, because the audience plays along too.
What's the format?
Well, the format, it's played in rounds. It's played with teams of three. So the humiliation level is zero. And if you don't know something, then, you know, maybe someone else on your team knows. And we're covering a whole variety of things, popular culture, history, literature, words, everything that you could possibly think of, we're going to try to stick in there somehow. And it's a fun, fast-moving, fast-paced format. There's sound. It's all timed. It's scored. You know, it's a real game show. And if, you know, you want to show your community members how smart you are, you should come on out, because it's really, really fun.
Who can be in a team?
Anybody can be on a team. There's book club groups. There's we have our first team from Charlottesville High School this year, our first teen team. We have corporate teams. Anybody who wants to put up the funds to form a team is welcome to come.
Albemarle County is going to have a team this year, Albemarle County Government, so that'll be fun. And last year, the winners were the Virginia Rowing Association, and they're going to be back to defend their title in 2008. We have 25 teams right now already signed up, and we anticipate having at least 30. We have a lot of media teams this year. We have NBC 29. We have the Daily Progress. The Hook is fielding a team of three for the first time. Gosh, WHTJ PBS is going to have a team. Charlottesville Newsplex is going to have a team. Oh, Charlottesville Radio Group, which is an umbrella for a bunch of local stations, is going to have a team this year.
Yeah, we have the Church Ladies. They're, I think they're writers, aren't they?
I'm not sure who the Church Ladies are. I always assumed they were affiliated with some type of clergy, but
No, that's not the case. They're writers,
okay.
I think. And, a whole bunch of people. Just anybody who wants to, you know, kind of show off their brain power is, you know, really...
And your sponsorship also includes a wonderful dinner buffet at the Omni, and there will be a cash bar as well. So it's all about the game, but you can make a night of it with your friends and your family and come on out. Even if you're not on a team or sponsoring a team, it's a fantastic event just to come and check out. It's a great night out, family friendly and all that.
We have a costume contest for the teams, and they come in this like crazy get-ups, you know, and we give prizes for the best costume, and we give prizes for the best cheering section, and we have an audience participation round at halftime where we give prizes to people in the audience who participate. So it's the opposite of coming to one of those talking head fundraiser things, because everybody is participating the entire way through. Everybody has pens and pencils on their and pads of paper on their table, and everybody's watching. And so everybody actually in the room is playing along with the teams. So there's each round is a different round that kind of tests different skills. So that's what's really good about being a team. So maybe somebody on your team knows a lot about literature, or somebody knows a lot about history, or somebody knows about sports, or somebody knows about words or spelling, or, you know, whatever it is. Everybody has kind of a different brain set, and it tests things in a lot of different ways. So each round is kind of a separate mini game, and then the score accumulates throughout the whole game until the big finale round, and then whoever has the most points at the end wins the big super cheesy traveling trophy.
There is a trophy. So the previous year's owner is going to have to give it up or hopefully retain it.
We're actually going to get a brand new trophy this year. So there's another reason to come. We've used the same trophy for the last 4 years, but we felt with the transition of the game that it would be a good idea to get a sparkling brand new trophy to mark the new era of wordplay.
Yes, but it's super big and super cheesy, so it should be really fun.
Is it like the Stanley Cup in any way?
Yes, it's kind of like that, yes.
There will be hockey questions, too, so be prepared.
Although, actually, well, the game designer is right here. Is there a particular area where a team should study, or how should people prepare?
The goal of any fun multiplayer game is that nobody feels too stupid to play, but the people who win have to work pretty hard to win. So, you know, it's going to be on things that you already know, you used to know, or you should have known. Or if you get it wrong, hopefully you'll say, oh, that's so interesting. That's so neat that I know that now. So there isn't going to be a lot of things that are like super obscure that people haven't heard of. If you're a generally well-educated person, all you need to bring is your brain, you know, and you should do fine. So no studying involved.
And I would say the great thing about the game now is it's not super cerebral, super academic. Anybody, including me, can play and do well. It really is a broad brush that tests your cultural, social, historical knowledge. It's got a little bit of everything. So no matter what your background is and what you feel that you're good at, I think you're going to find it at Wordplay.
We have a website about it. It's sevillewordplay.org, and there is a sample game up there that anyone can go check out and see, you know, how well they do, and hopefully that will give you kind of a sense of the broadness of the things that we're going to be talking about at Wordplay. I don't want to give it away. You know, that would be no fun to tell you exactly, oh, this round is this and that round is that. You know, that's no fun. So, you know, you won't feel too stupid to play, but you'll have to work hard to be the champ.
If you could tell me just a little bit about the organization that this is all set to benefit.
Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville Albemarle has been here for 25 years. We were founded in 1983, and we are an organization of volunteer tutors who teach adults how to read. We do one-on-one tutoring with adults, many of whom have lived in the community for a long time and never had the opportunity to learn how to read and write English. And then we also have a lot of English as second language students who have come here from other countries. Many of them are starting with us at sort of a very basic level of English. And our goal is to help them learn how to read, write, and speak so they can function within the community. They can get jobs. They can read labels, medicine bottles, anything that they need to help their kids with homework. We have 100 volunteer tutors approximately in any given year and an increasing number of learners. So the need continues to climb. We will have over 250 learners in the year 2008. So the demand is increasing as our community grows. So as the community grows, the need for our services grows. We have a very affluent and well-educated community, but unfortunately that doesn't always trickle down to the people who need it the most in order to get jobs and earn incomes that enable them to take care of their families. And our goal is to see that every person in Albemarle can read a street sign or a prescription or a book to their kid. So that's what we do, and this is 25 years of it.
And it's kind of fitting in a way to have such a fun event to sort of get people back in touch with, you know, people who maybe do have that skill, who do know how to read, giving back on such a fun kind of getting back to basics and kind of kind of enjoying it at the same time. It's a, it seems like a very apt fundraiser.
I think it's the perfect match for our organization, and Deborah Weiss here has done a marvelous job in pulling it together and also making it fun. We've all been to a lot of fundraisers in the community, and of course I encourage everybody to continue doing that, but I really think there's something special about wordplay, and I also think there's something really unique about our mission. We are the only organization in the area that does one-to-one tutoring for the most basic level learner, and we feel that it's really an important need. If you can't read, you probably are not going to get a job that pays well, and you're going to be dependent on social services and other public assistance programs. And we really would like to move people beyond that and let everybody or help everybody become an active and engaged member of the community. And we feel that having a basic ability to read and write, of course, is crucial in making that happen.
This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, lectures, radio shows, and a lot more at sevillepodcast.com.